WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like you're just wading through a sea of opinions, negativity, and well, let's be honest, sometimes plain old rudeness? I know I do. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos, right? But what if I told you there's a superpower that can not only help you navigate this crazy world but also make it a little bit better? That superpower is empathy. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and thinking, "Oh, here comes another preachy podcast about being nice," hear me out. Empathy isn't just about feeling sorry for people or agreeing with everything they say. It's about truly understanding their perspective, their motivations, their struggles, even when you don't agree with them. And trust me, in a world that often feels divided, a little bit of empathy can go a long way. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate more empathy and compassion in your daily life. 1. Active listening is your secret weapon. We all think we're good listeners, but true active listening involves more than just hearing the words. It means paying attention to body language, tone of voice, even the unspoken emotions behind what someone is saying. Ever notice how a simple, "Tell me more," can make someone feel truly heard? That's active listening in action. 2. Step out of your comfort zone. I know, stepping outside your comfort zone can be scary. But sometimes the best way to cultivate empathy is to expose yourself to different perspectives, cultures, and experiences. Read books by authors from diverse backgrounds, engage in respectful conversations with people who hold different views than yours, volunteer in your community. These are all fantastic ways to broaden your horizons and understand the world through a wider lens. 3. Practice perspective taking. Think of this like putting on imaginary glasses. Imagine yourself in someone else's shoes, literally. Try to see the situation from their point of view, considering their background, experiences, and beliefs. You might be surprised by how much this simple exercise can shift your understanding. 4. Don't judge, just understand. This one is tough, right? We all have our biases, but holding on to judgments only creates walls between us. Instead of judging someone based on their actions or words, try to understand the motivations behind them. What might be driving their behavior? What experiences might have shaped their perspective? 5. Lead with kindness. This is a big one. Small acts of kindness can go a long way in creating a more compassionate world. Hold the door open for someone, offer a genuine compliment, lend a helping hand to a stranger. These little things can make a huge difference in someone's day and ripple outwards, inspiring others to do the same. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend walks into work looking absolutely exhausted. They tell you they had a terrible night dealing with a stressful family situation. Instead of immediately saying, "That sucks," or offering unsolicited advice, "What if you did something different?" You could say, "Wow, that sounds really tough. I can't imagine how draining that must have been." Just acknowledging their feelings and showing genuine concern can make all the difference. They might just feel heard and understood in a way they haven't felt before. Remember, cultivating empathy and compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to understand others and treat them with kindness. Even small steps can create a big impact, not only on the people around us but also on ourselves. So, go out there today and be that beacon of understanding in a world that desperately needs it. Want to keep this conversation going? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on what empathy means to you. And don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic for daily doses of inspiration and practical wisdom to help you navigate life with grace and resilience. Until next time, stay balanced and stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.